You're listening to Vatican Radio. Among those meeting with Pope Francis following his weekly general audience in St. Peter's Square on Wednesday was the outgoing director of the Anglican Centre in Rome, Canon David Richardson. Located in the central Palazzo Doria Pamphili, the centre was set up in the wake of the Second Vatican Council to promote closer cooperation between Anglicans and Catholics, as well as to provide a permanent representative of the Archbishop of Canterbury to Rome and the Vatican. It houses an impressive library, runs educational courses, welcomes pilgrims and visitors of all religious backgrounds or none. I talked to Canon David Richardson about the centre and about its goal of encouraging closer ecumenical relationships across the Christian world.
We were set up, if I can just run a bit of history, we were set up in the 1960s with a mission to the director of the Anglican Centre is the Archbishop of Canterbury, representative for the Holy See. And so in that capacity, I represent the communion to the Vatican, and I try to interpret the Vatican to the Anglican communion using the office of the Archbishop of Canterbury as the conduit for the communion. It was set up to be a hospitable place where, at a time when it was recognised that the Anglican Church of the Western Churches had a particular number of particular marks of Catholicity and therefore a particular relationship with the Roman Catholic Church, it was set up to be a place where Roman Catholics could learn more about Anglicanism and what Anglicans believe and what Anglican ecclesiology is. So we have a large library, which is a resource for students, Roman Catholic students, Anglican students, of ecumenism and of ecclesiology. We also run courses, a number of courses a year, and they're all ecumenically based and they're all cross-denominational in some way or another.
You also have an open afternoon here, a mass and an open forum here, don't you, in a way, bringing together people from all sorts of Christian denominations right across the spectrum, and non-Christians too?
We do. Once a week, on a Tuesday, we have a Eucharist at 12:45. And, I mean, it's a very tiny chapel, the chapel of St. Augustine of Canterbury, and he seats at a crush 30 people. But the people who come here, there's a small group of people who come regularly, and that group consists of Anglicans, Roman Catholics, Methodists, those who in conscience can't or in discipline can't receive communion don't, but they come to share the fellowship, they come to be fed by the word, and they come to, some of them in fact come because they've got involved in one of our courses and like what they found. We get people from quite unexpectedly from all around the world, and it's a small congregation, and they come, and then after the Eucharist we give them lunch, and which opens up communications and conversations and joys and possibilities of ministry in all sorts of places.
So a real tiny success story, albeit far away from the news spotlight, but something that works and really makes progress in this ecumenical relations.
I think that's absolutely right. It's a tiny kind of microcosm of what the whole ecumenical movement's about, in a way, of people acknowledging, recognising their differences and recognising too that relationships aren't thereby hurt or damaged. You work out ways of building bridges and witnessing to that.
My thanks there to the outgoing director of the Anglican Centre in Rome, the Very Reverend Canon David Richardson. I'm Philippa Hitchin. You're listening to Vatican Radio.